Awesome. Well, good morning, everybody. Let's try that again. Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
There we go. Hey, you know what? Today I'm going to be talking about getting inspired, about being inspired by God, having inspiration in our lives, because that is the antidote to what the world wants to do to us all the time, every day, with just beating us down, discouraging us, deflating us, and all that stuff. When we're inspired by God, We can drive right on through all that mess, and we can believe God for great things in our lives. Amen? Amen? Amen. Well, let's open up with some prayer, and we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for every single person here in this building today, every person that's out in the parking lot listening, every person that's listening on the internet, Lord. They came to get something from you. So, Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ that you would inspire all of us, that you would touch us spirit to spirit, with the truth that's in your word, and that you would inspire us to focus on you and believe for great things from you in our lives. Would you do that, Lord, today? And please bless our time together. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's say good morning to each other.
Good morning. Hi, Lois. Hi, Paul and Cindy. Hi, Kyle and Jay. I'll just go down the few. Who do I see through the mirror today? It's Romper Room. Oh, Sabrina. Good morning, everybody. So just going to do our announcements before we get things rolling. We have the men's breakfast coming up on August 28th, and that is here, correct, again? It's at the church again. So bring your friends or your enemies or your frenemies or your family, whatever. Everybody's invited if you're a man. No women allowed. The Great Lakes region will be hosting a conference, and that is in Sturgis. It's $20 a person. They're going to have a lot of speakers. It should be a good time. That's coming up on September 18th. I can't see. I didn't have my glasses. I'm not prepared. Game night is the third Friday. That's this coming Friday at 6:30 here at church. We have a lot of fun and good food, so if you can make it, please join us. And we have the 24-hour prayer meeting coming up from October 2nd at 10 a.m. until October 3rd before church begins. And I think we'll have a sign up probably for that coming soon. Yep. And the big thing will be the 10-year anniversary party. We're going to have a church service that day, and then we're going to have a lot of food and fellowship. We've got some wonderful ladies making some homemade pasta for us, so that's exciting. And there's a sign-up sheet I saw out in the foyer for if you can bring a dish to pass. So, and then we have the midweek life groups. Wednesday, August 25th, we're going to be meeting at the park, Millennium Park, over in Walker-Standale area at 6:30. Bring your own food. And then starting September 8th, we're going to be moving life groups to homes. So Mike and Jeanette and Andy and I, and if anybody else is interested, please let us know. Hey, yes.
Thanks, Denise. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. You may have noticed that there's two of these in every bulletin. That's so that we can invite people. We can physically put some information right in their hands. So if you're not sure who you could give these to, I just invite you to ask God to put a couple people on your heart to give these to. And the first names that pop into your head when you ask that, do it. Give these to them, because you can honestly say, I wanted to give these to you because when I was praying, it just seemed like God put you on my heart. And that will strike them that you're praying for them and that God's moving you to do something for them. Amen? So it's just a quick, easy way for us to show God's love. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your generosity to us. We're givers because you're a giver. You're the first one that gave. You gave the best gift ever, your son Jesus, to us. You gave us salvation. You gave us eternal life. You gave us a living relationship with you. And so, Lord, today we just give back to you. We cheerfully give. We don't give from our wallet. We give from our heart. And, Lord, we know your promise says that you love cheerful givers. Your word says we can't outgive you ever. And so, Lord, we just give to you. We ask for your blessing on it, that your name would be glorified and that lives would be helped and changed and strengthened by just regular old money given in faith. Would you please do that, Father? We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, come on up as the baskets go by you.
Good morning. How's everybody today? Good thumbs up. Will you please stand? As we enter into worship today, from Wednesday to Saturday, I was in Ohio helping celebrate the 100th year of the Church of God conference that I grew up in as a child. And then whoever had been in the Bible College chorale was invited to come and sing. So out of the 200 people who could have been there to sing, we had like 40 of us. And we had anywhere from 30-year-olds, because they quit the chorale, but from 30-year-olds up into the 70-year-olds singing. And some of their voices are so beautiful yet. But I got to thinking, the first night the preacher talked about the past and how your ancestors brought you to Christ. And his phrase was, Earl met Pearl, they bought a car. And then he says, and here I am. That would have been his grandparents. But they were brought to the Lord by the car salesman. Other than that, they never would have been brought to the Lord. And now he has generations after him in the Lord. So as we come before the Lord today, let's look where we came from. We could have come out of that miry clay, and God has placed us upon the rock. And what are we passing on to the generations coming after us? What kind of inspiration are we? What kind of heredity can we hand down to them? And the best thing is to know the Lord. Hallelujah.
I have heard a sound coming on the wind, changing hearts and minds, healing brokenness. I feel a generation breaking through despair. I hear a generation full of faith declare, and our song and joy, love, and peace.
Back to it. But I got to thinking, there's people here who don't know Brad and my history. You can look up here and think, they have it all together. We've walked through some very, very rough times. You know, having a miscarriage, having our son in and out of prison for 15 years. Because of drugs. The fight with drugs over and over and over again. You know, it takes a toll on you, but when you can stand in faith where you're at and to know that the rock you stand upon is the only one. There were Sundays when I'd get up and I'd sing and play. I didn't even lead then. Just play the guitar and sing. But there were Sundays I didn't want to do it. But I got up here because I knew that in that moment when I'm praising the Lord, victories are being won in our lives.
Amen.
So when we come back to the, we're going to come back to this song, and I want you to think of something right now that's so pressing in your life that you want to give up. Something so pressing to say, I don't know if I can walk through this. God is there to help you walk through that and to set your feet on level ground, you know, and to help you walk through it. So let's sing this song again with that in mind, okay? But I'm going to pray first. Lord, we just lift up every person in this place today before your throne of grace, your throne of mercy, your throne of change, your throne of faithfulness and goodness, your throne of creation. Lord, in each of our lives, we can think of something right now that we are going through, because that is what life throws at us. There's always something to try to knock us off, to throw us off, to stop believing. But today, I lift my hands to you in faith. We lift our hands to you in faith to say that we will stand on the rock of Jesus Christ, upon his goodness. And Lord, you are faithful and true, that you will come through every trial and every tribulation that we have. Lord, you will be that rock to sustain us, to deliver us. And we thank you for that, God. So as we sing these next two songs, we give them to you, Lord. The first as an evidence. We set up a memory of every time you have been faithful. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would bring those to our mind right now, every time that you have been faithful to each of us, so that right now what we're walking through, we can walk through in faith. And we proclaim your goodness in this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's sing this again. All throughout my history, your faithfulness has walked beside me. The winter storms made way for spring. I see the evidence of your goodness.
evidence of your goodness all over my life, all over my life. I see the promises in fulfillment all over my life, all over my life.
Mary Jo is going to start this next song for us. She's going to sing both verse 1 and 2, and then I'll tell you when we'll end. We'll start in, okay?
Till the
I just want to take a moment for all of us just to maybe just keep your eyes closed. Let's just stay in this posture of worship with our hearts open wide towards God. And just let's just let Him wash over us. Soften our hearts for us. Refill us with hope. Father God, You reveal Yourself in Your Word so many different ways. And many times You reveal Yourself and then You reveal a name of Yourself. Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Tsidkenu, Jehovah Jireh. There's so many different names that You revealed Yourself under in ways that You showed You'd relate to us. But for me, nothing, literally none of those are equal to when You tell me to call You Father. When You say I'm Your son, when You call us Your sons and daughters, Lord, that's way more than You being the God that gives us provision, or You're the God that heals us, or You're the God that gives us peace, or You're the God whose banner waves over our lives. Lord, those are all priceless. But I still think when You call us with total love, You say, come here, son, come here, daughter. You call us by our first names, and You say, call me Dad. Call me Abba, Father. Lord, there's nothing like it. So today, Lord, once again, we just find ourselves in awe that as we magnify You and worship You and focus on You, You inhabit our praises. You dwell in us and with us, and You wash over us. And Lord, as the song says, we just want to say thank You. With every breath we have, Lord, every moment we live, thank You for drawing us into Yourself. Lord, as we look at Your word today, I ask again that You would inspire Your people. Father, on days like this, when I bring a word like this, I know that I am so limited. I can encourage them, but You can inspire them. And I pray that by the power of the Holy Ghost, You would inspire us to believe Your word and expect amazing things to be done through us in our lives. Would You please do this, Father? I ask it in Jesus' name. Everyone said, amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. Man, amen. Well, the children's workers and the children are released.